Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember last week, we read the story about how Alma escaped from King Noah's servants and hid for many days. While he was hiding, he wrote down what the prophet Abinadi had taught. Alma repented of his sins and went to the Nephites secretly, teaching them Abinadi's message. Alma told the people to have faith in Jesus Christ and repent. During the day, Alma hid in a pocket of trees near a pool called the Waters of Mormon. Those who believed Alma's teachings went to the Waters of Mormon and were baptized. Alma baptized 204 people into the Church of Christ. Alma ordained priests to teach the people. He told the priests to teach repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. He also said they must not argue, but be united. Alma's people loved and served one another. They shared everything they had and were grateful to have learned about Jesus Christ, their Redeemer. King Noah's servants saw Alma teaching the people. The king said Alma was turning the Nephites against him, so he sent an army to kill them. God warned Alma that King Noah's army was coming. The people gathered their families, animals, and other belongings and fled into the wilderness. God strengthened Alma's people so they could escape from King Noah's army. The army searched but never found them. After traveling in the wilderness for 8 days, Alma's people came to a beautiful area that had pure water flowing through it. Here, they planted crops and built buildings. The people wanted Alma to be their king, but Alma said God did not want them to have a king. God wanted them to be free. We also read about King Limhi and how his people escaped. The Lamanites captured many of the Nephites who had not escaped with King Noah. The Lamanites took them away and gave them land, but made them pay heavy taxes. The Nephites made Limhi their new king. Limhi was King Noah's son, but he was not wicked like his father. He was a good man. King Limhi tried to make peace with the Lamanites, but they continued guarding the Nephites and being cruel to them. One day, King Limhi saw some strangers outside the city. He had them put in prison. The strangers were Nephites from Zarahemla. Their leader was named Ammon. King Limhi was happy to see him. He knew that Ammon could help his people escape from the Lamanites. King Limhi called his people together. He reminded them that their wickedness was the reason they were being held by the Lamanites. He told his people to repent, trust God, and obey the commandments. Then God would help them escape. The Nephites learned that the Lamanites who guarded the city usually got drunk at night. That night, King Limhi sent extra wine to the guards as a present. King Limhi and his people were able to walk past the drunken guards and escape. Ammon guided King Limhi and his people through the wilderness to Zarahemla, where they were welcomed. Children at home, please turn to Book of Mormon Stories and Chapter 17, Alma and His People Escape.
One day, while Alma's people were working in their fields, a Lamanite army crossed the border into their land.
The Nephites were frightened and ran to the city for safety.
Alma told them to remember God and he would help them. The Nephites began to pray.
The Lord softened the hearts of the Lamanites, and they did not hurt the Nephites. The Lamanites had become lost while trying to find King Limhi's people.
The Lamanites promised Alma that they would not bother his people if he would tell them how to get back to their land. Alma showed them the way.
But the Lamanites did not keep their promise. They put guards around the land, and Alma and his people were no longer free.
What promise did the Lord make to them and to us if we put our trust in him? When our patience and faith are being tested. So whenever we're having a tough time, what does the Lord promise to us? Yeah, Megan.
That he will help us.
That he will help us out. Okay. How have you been blessed by trusting in the Lord? Mason, what do you think? How have you been blessed by trusting in the Lord?
When I had to go to school, I couldn't find my other shoe. So I prayed. I went up to on top of my bunk bed, and I saw my shoe on the floor.
Okay, so you were helped out by that, by trusting in the Lord. That's a wonderful example. Thank you. Yes, Anders.
When my dad took a trip to China, me and my family prayed to keep him safe, and he was safe during his trip.
Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you. Megan.
By trusting the Lord, in my life I've been blessed and surrounded by people that love me.
Excellent. Wonderful examples. So what did Alma tell the people to do when they were so frightened that the Lamanites were coming? Yeah, Megan.
Pray.
He told them to pray. All right, and what happened when they prayed? Daniel.
The Lord hears them and helps them.
And helps them by doing what? What did the Lord do? Yes, Anders.
Soften the hearts of the Lamanites.
Okay. I'm going to ask you guys, have you ever had a time when you were afraid and you prayed and you were blessed by having peace or any examples? Yes, Megan.
Well, one time I was at my uncle's house and we were having a party and some of these kids were outside and they were, I was in my slippers and they were kind of making fun of me. And so I said a rude thing back and when I went back, I felt really bad inside. So I prayed and asked for an answer and I got an answer. So I went over across the street to their house and I apologized.
Okay. Wonderful. Yes, Caitlin.
One time I was looking for my CTR ring and I couldn't find it. And I said a prayer and my brother found it up in the cupboard.
Okay. That's happened a lot of times to me too. You pray and you're able to find something. Camille, yes.
When I lived in Oregon, we couldn't find my hamster.
And we looked everywhere and we couldn't find my hamster. And then we prayed, and then I found him in my closet.
Okay. Wonderful. Yes, Megan.
My cat, Tiger, she got her leg ran over, and so we found her hiding in bushes at night. And so we were worried that she wouldn't make it until we got to the vet. And so I had my brothers were by me, and I said, let's say a prayer. And we said a prayer, and we found our answer. And it was better for her if we put her to sleep so that she wouldn't have to go through the misery.
Okay, so you were comforted after you prayed. I know that that is a true thing. If we are ever having a tough time or we're having trials in our own life or in our family life, if we pray, I know that Heavenly Father will answer us and make us feel a whole lot better. He will answer our prayers. I know that's true. What can you do to become stronger through adversity? How has Heavenly Father blessed you or your family in adversity? Yes.
When our family is having hard times, we just gather up at any time of the day and we have family prayer to help us all through what we're going through.
Excellent. Thank you for clarifying that. Yes, adversity means having a tough time or having trials in our life. So you have a family prayer. Wonderful. Any other ways that your family deals with hard times or any time that you're having adversity? Yeah, Megan again.
We comfort each other.
Okay. How do you comfort each other? How do you comfort your family? Yeah, Caitlin.
You play with them?
You play with them. Okay, that's a great way to comfort each other. Excellent. How do you comfort your family, Mason? How do you help out your family if they're having a tough time?
When my sister doesn't have any other friends to play with, and they all say no, I can't right now, I play with her.
That's great. I bet she's really excited for that. She's very happy for that. Excellent.
You can tell them that they don't need to be sad.
Okay, so you can comfort them that way. How do you help out your family, Daniel?
I'll pray sometimes when they're in trouble.
Okay, so how come you pray for them when they're in trouble?
So that they could get out of it and so they could tell themselves that it's okay.
Okay, I know that prayer is a very real thing. They can be comforted through that. That's very true. Anders.
We good fast.
That's a wonderful way to help out your family in times of adversity. Excellent. Thank you. Camille?
Have family home evening.
Okay. Excellent. That's a wonderful answer. Why do you like to have family home evening?
When we get to learn about all the prophets and what they did and what they taught.
Okay. Yes, Megan.
I like family home evening because it brings the family together and we can all talk to each other about our problems.
Okay. So you become closer together that way. That's a wonderful answer. Yes, Caitlin?
Family prayer.
Family prayer definitely brings us closer together and helps us all to overcome adversity. Wonderful. Thank you for your answers, everybody.
The Lamanite king made Amulon the ruler of Amalek's people. Amulon had been a Nephite and a wicked priest of King Noah.
Amulon made Elma's people work very hard. They prayed for help, but Amulon said anyone caught praying would be killed. The people continued praying in their hearts.
God heard their prayers and strengthened the people so their work seemed easier. The people were cheerful and patient.
God was pleased that the people were faithful. He told Elma that he would help them escape from the Lamanites.
During the night, people gathered their food and animals. The next morning, God kept the Lamanites asleep while Alma and his people left the city.
After traveling for 12 days, the people arrived at Zarahemla, where King Mosiah's people welcomed them.
Okay, excellent. So how did Alma and his people tell Heavenly Father what they needed when the wicked ruler Amulon would not let them pray out loud? How did they do that? Yes, Anders.
They prayed in their hearts.
Excellent. Why did Amulon not want them to pray? Why would he not want them to pray? Yeah, Daniel.
Because he knew the Lord would help them.
Okay. So, excellent. He knew that the Lord would help them. Okay, so how did Heavenly Father answer their prayers and keep his promise to them? Yeah, Megan.
He helped them and made their work easier so that they could, so they would find answers easier and their work would be less hard.
Okay, yeah, I think it. He made their work seem easier. And what were the people like? How did they feel after their work was made easier that way? Yes, Anders.
Really happy.
Really happy. Excellent. Cheerful and patient and very, very happy. Wonderful. How has Heavenly Father kept his promises to you?
He said his spirit was with us, which is the Holy Ghost, and it's helped me because when I'm in hard times, I know that his promise is true and that the Holy Ghost will be with me.
Okay, wonderful. So you have the Spirit with you, and that will help you through hard times. Excellent. Yes, Caitlin.
Sometimes, like, if someone dares you to do something and you know it's wrong, but you don't know, sometimes the Holy Ghost can tell you if it's wrong or right or if you should do it or not.
Okay. All right, so the Holy Ghost does help us and tell us things. What did Alma and his people remember to do after they'd been delivered from the Lamanites? Or what do you do after a prayer has been answered? Yeah, Daniel.
Pray to Heavenly Father and say thank you.
All right, why is it important to thank Heavenly Father for that? Yes, Caitlin.
Because he was listening to us, and we should be grateful that he listened and answered our prayers.
Okay. Do you think it's important to even be grateful if we're having a tough time in times of adversity? Why do you think that is?
Because he strengthened you, and that's better than having not prayed and having him not strengthened you, so it would be harder.
Excellent. That's a wonderful answer. Thank you. Megan?
We should thank him because we already have so much that he's given to us, so we should keep on thanking him for the blessings that he is giving us.
Okay. Do you think some of them are blessings even though sometimes we don't think they are blessings?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he knows a bit more than we do?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, indeed. So how can we show gratitude to Heavenly Father for our blessings? Anders, how do we show our Heavenly Father that we're grateful for our blessings?
We obey his commandments.
Okay. You obey his commandments. That's excellent. Thank you. Caitlin?
We read the Book of Mormon.
Okay. How is that showing that we're grateful for our blessings?
Because we're reading about some of the other prophets that they believed in the church, so then it can strengthen our testimony so we know a little more about the church.
Excellent. Thank you. That's perfect. Yes, Anders?
We can serve other people.
We can serve other people. That's great. Thank you. Daniel?
Take care of the things he's given us.
Take care of the things he's given us. What sort of things has he given us?
He's given us the scriptures and the gospel and church.
Excellent. What else has he given us? Anybody else? What other things has Heavenly Father given us? Megan?
Family.
Our families. Excellent. Wonderful. Let's see. Anders, what else has he given us?
Friends.
Okay. Caitlin?
The earth.
He's given us the earth.
And his only begotten son.
Okay, that's the greatest gift of all, don't you think? Excellent. He's also given us our bodies. How is taking care of our bodies showing that we're grateful for our blessings? Yes.
Because our bodies are like a temple and we need to be clean and pure like the temple is.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for sharing that. So how were the people blessed spiritually through their adversity? How were they blessed spiritually? They were blessed physically because they were strengthened, and so their work seemed easier. But inside, spiritually, how were they blessed? Yeah, Daniel.
They repented of their sins.
Okay, so they repented of their sins. They felt clean. Yes, Caitlin.
Well, they repented of their sins.
Okay.
And it made them cleaner.
All righty. Made them cleaner, definitely. And when we are clean, we feel closer to our Heavenly Father as well. Yes, Anders.
They were cheerful and patient.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. How can having faith in Jesus Christ and humility strengthen you during times of adversity? Yeah, Megan.
When we're in a tough time, we can just think of Christ and Heavenly Father, that we know that somebody is caring about us even though we're in a hard time.
Okay. What does that mean to be humble as well? Be humble and faithful. Yes.
To know that Heavenly Father is watching over us.
Okay. Excellent. Anders, what does that mean to you to be humble?
To believe in Jesus Christ and that his commandments are true.
Excellent.
That he will answer our prayers.
Wonderful answer. Thank you very much. What does that mean to you, Daniel, to have faith?
To have faith is to believe in things you can't see.
Okay. wonderful. So to have faith in Jesus Christ and humility, how does that help you when you're having a tough time?
It helps you so, like, you can say, I can't see Jesus, but I know he's real.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Mason?
To believe in Jesus Christ.
To believe in Jesus Christ. Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you very much. The fourth article of faith says, we believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are, first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, second, repentance, third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay, everybody, repeat after me. We believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are,
we believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are,
first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
second, repentance,
second, repentance,
third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins,
third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins,
fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Wonderful. All right, everybody. Who can tell me what it means to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Yeah, Megan.
That you believe in Jesus Christ, even though he's not there, you know he still is true.
Okay, excellent. What does that mean to you, Caitlin?
Seeing doesn't mean that you just need to believe, because Jesus Christ is there even though you can't see him. So we should believe in him.
Okay. Excellent. And what does that do for you to know that he is there to help you out, Caitlin?
It makes me feel loved because he's there.
Excellent. How does that make you feel, Mason? How does it make you feel to know that Jesus is there for you?
It makes me feel safe knowing that he's there.
Excellent. It makes you feel safe. It does the same for me as well. It makes me feel that he knows who I am, and it makes me feel very safe. Camille, how does that make you feel to know that Jesus is there for you?
Happy, and that I really want to be with him someday.
Wonderful. So what does repentance have to do with anything? Why is the second principle and ordinance of the gospel repentance? Yes, Megan.
So that if you make a mistake and you want to fix it and go back, that you can repent and go over that so that you can live with him again.
Okay. Why do you have to repent in order to live with him again? Why is that important, Anders?
Because if you don't repent, you can't live with him, because when you repent, it's getting rid of that sin that you made.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Caitlin?
You need to repent so that you can be clean and go live with Heavenly Father. Because if you aren't that clean, then maybe you won't go all the way to live with Heavenly Father. Maybe you'll go to a different kingdom.
Okay, so we need to be very clean to be with our Heavenly Father again. Very, very true. So, Daniel, what's important about baptism, the third principle and ordinance of the gospel?
You need to be baptized to go into his kingdom.
Okay. And why are we baptized by immersion? How come we do it that way? Do you know, Caitlin?
So all of your body goes under the water, so all of your sins are washed away.
Okay. Was there somebody in particular who gave us that example? Showing us that we need to be fully immersed in the water? Yes, Megan.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ did. That's very true. And we want to follow his example. Why was he baptized if he was perfect? Yeah, Anders.
He was showing the people.
He was showing the people. Excellent.
Being a good example.
being a good example. Thank you, Camille. Why did Jesus Christ get baptized by immersion?
Because he wanted to be a good example for all the other people that didn't want to be baptized.
All right, thank you. Yes, Caitlin.
Even though he was perfect, Heavenly Father wants us all to be baptized so then we can live with him. Because we need to be baptized and have our sins all washed away.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Yes, Daniel.
Obedience.
Obedience. Why is obedience important?
Because if everybody wasn't listening, then the world would be a weird place.
It would be a weird place. That's very, very true. Megan.
Jesus Christ was baptized because he knew that he needed to tell people later on that this is what we need to do and this is how you can live with Heavenly Father and me again.
Caitlin, what does that mean? Laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Laying on of hands on the gift of the Holy Ghost is also called confirming. And when you be confirmed, then the Holy Ghost can be with you when you're having rough times, so he can help you make the decisions that you will make in your life.
Wonderful. Thank you. Megan, what were you going to say? What does that mean to you, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost?
You get the Holy Ghost so that he can help you in hard times.
Okay. Excellent. Daniel, what does that mean, or why is that important to have the gift of the Holy Ghost?
Have your confirmation is important in your life so that when you're in hard times, the Holy Ghost can comfort you.
So when you're having a tough time or in times of adversity, just like the people in the Book of Mormon, you are able to have the gift of the Holy Ghost and he's able to help you out. Oh, thank you. That you guys have answered those questions very, very well. Children, I am so grateful for the Lord's blessings during times of adversity, and I'm sure you are as well. Thank you for being with us. Children here in the studio audience and our home audience, remember to share your experiences you have had and the stories we have read today with your parents or brothers and sisters and or your friends. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 18, Alma the Younger Repents.
See you next week!